When I watch a children's Christmas program, I love seeing the joy on the kids' faces. I love all of it. I think that in particular, though, I love when we have music associated with it. Whatever the music is, to hear children singing is, I think that God has given us music because even in awful times, we need at least some tiny shouts of joy. And I'm not saying today is an awful time, but I'm saying you don't always feel great. You don't always feel up. And to hear a little child singing is one of these little tiny shouts of joy. The last line in the reading that I just did. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. This whole psalm is, it's either a song sung as the people of Israel kind of returned from exile, or a song sung to commemorate the time when the people of Israel returned after exile. It is filled with jubilation. It's filled with remembrance of deliverance. It's filled with this remembrance of deliverance from hardship. And it's not so tiny in its shouts of joy. But sometimes tiny shouts of joy are all you have. You know, this past year, 2011, hasn't been my favorite year. But I know that throughout the whole year, there have been and will continue to be these tiny shouts of joy. I kind of would like to bundle each one, you know, into a larger sheaf, a collection of tiny shouts of joy as a way to remember deliverance from hardship this year and to celebrate with not so tiny shouts of joy. So I'm anticipating, I'm awaiting and hoping for the celebration to come, even though things may not be great or not good right now. I also know that, especially this time of year, thoughts of loss, thoughts of sorrow and sadness can overshadow what is a time of a preparation for joy. It's so easy for that to happen. Sadness, depression, despair, they are powerful. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Shouts of joy. See, Psalm 126, it is filled with jubilation, remembrance of deliverance from hardship, and not so tiny shouts of joy. But it also has sadness at its heart. It reflects the feelings of a people returning from exile, and mixed together with the jubilation is, it's a sadness that came from before when things were awful. Sowing in tears, going out weeping, needing restoration. And today is Gaudete Sunday. It's the pink candle. The third Sunday of Advent, where, Gaudete is Latin for the word rejoice, that we use for rejoice. And so today, in the middle of Advent, and Advent is a time of preparation, getting ready for the joy, but a lot of times, it's also, this preparation has a similarity to Lent, where there's a sadness surrounding it, because we know what is to come. And you know, Jesus' birth and death are really connected to each other. But on this day, the third Sunday, it's a day where we're reminded, yes, we are getting ready to celebrate. The kids reminded us that we are getting ready to celebrate. So we lit the pink candle. But what about the tears and the weeping and the need for restoration? Because they're here too. So big question, how do you have rejoicing and tears? How can you rejoice in the midst of sadness? How can you rejoice in the midst of depression and despair? And I don't have all the answers to that, but I do think that you pay as close attention as possible to those tiny shouts of joy. For instance, a smile. A smile can bring light into your life, can't it? Look, there's a smile right there. A kind word. I was talking to my son last night, and I don't know, we were talking about life questions. And I said, Andrew, do you remember one thing I told you back when you were 3 years old? It's the thing to remember throughout your life. It's a two-word instruction. And he couldn't remember exactly what it was, but I reminded him, and it was be kind. I talk about the two rules, love God and love everyone. Even more simple, be kind. And a kind word can brighten someone's day and be a little tiny shout of joy. Another tiny shout of joy. This is Christmas season. Who's been shopping? Who's been disgusted? How about the person who, instead of cutting in line, deferred to another to go first? I was at Steinmart yesterday. Anyone been to Steinmart? It's clothes and they're cheap. And wanted to get a tie for another child. And so we went in, my youngest son, Andrew and I, we went in and we found the tie right away. And then we were waiting in line probably 20 minutes as one person was buying a lot of things. And everyone was doing okay. A few people were getting a little perturbed. But we waited quietly. And now I didn't let the person behind me go first, but we got to talking, and she said, "So you just have the one thing, and you're waiting in line? Wow, that's patience." I said, "No, that's, you know, we'll make it through." She says, "I've got this coupon for 20% off that I'm not going to use. Do you want it?" I said, "Yeah, thank you." And so I got 20% off on the tie because I was patient and didn't go to the next line and waited. But there's a tiny shout of joy in at least the person who is courteous. You can be the person who is courteous during Christmas shopping and make someone's day with a tiny shout of joy. Or another tiny shout of joy. Look in here. When you walk in the building today, the sun coming in this window right here. It's just so beautiful. That's a tiny shout of joy. Maybe even a large shout of joy. You have a secret pal that a person treats you really kindly and does something, maybe like a Christmas present. Oh. Doesn't that feel cool when you get that present? And doesn't it feel great to give a present to somebody?
Yeah.
That does feel great. How about a children's birthday celebration for Jesus? That's a tiny shout of joy. Cookies and pop. Or how about birthday cake and pop? That's a tiny shout of joy. Friendship. Fresh air. I know we're not going to open up the doors right now because it's really cold, but fresh air on your face. Jokes. Anyone got a joke today? No, I'm not going to tell you. No, no jokes. During coffee hour, you can tell jokes. Christmas decorations. Tiny shouts of joy, especially these candles here. We ought to have somebody go around and turn them to light up. Can someone do that right now? Yeah, just there's one that's lit there, but I don't think the other ones have lit up. Maybe it's too bright in here, but I love these candles that light up, especially on Christmas Eve when it's dim in the sanctuary and these little candles are lit. Or a kiss. Paul says to greet one another with a holy kiss, and everyone goes like, "Oh, we can't do that in church." But I see some of you. I see some of you do that. Love and music. Music is what really moves me. And whenever I'm feeling awful, music seems to be able to give me this tiny shout of joy. So these and other tiny shouts of joy, they don't make everything right. I don't think that there's a way to just make everything right. When I was a kid and my parents said, "Snap out of it," yeah, that doesn't work. You don't just snap out of it. Anyone ever just snap out of it? No, there's this journey that we're on, and sometimes we're in a bad place. Sometimes we're in a good place. We can always pay attention to the tiny shouts of joy. Maybe the tiny shouts of joy make things bearable, whatever they do. And I think that they are present. They're present at the same time as sadness. Sadness is a reality too. We go through it, and sometimes it's worse. But I think that the tiny shouts of joy keep sadness, depression, and despair from completely overtaking our lives. When God restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "God has done great things for them." God has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O God, like the water courses in the Negev. May those who sow in tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. And may we, in the midst of sadness, depression, despair, know also tiny shouts of joy. May we find ways to bundle up each tiny shout into a larger sheaf, a collection of tiny shouts of joy. And may we continue to be comforted, encouraged, and uplifted by our God who does great things. Amen. And we're going to sing something about our God who does great things. 3 years ago, preached on Psalm 126. It wasn't a great time of the year. It was the time just before my father-in-law passed away, just a few days actually. And it had been a hard year then for different reasons. And I sang this song as part of the sermon. So this Sunday, 3 years later, we all get to sing it. The chorus are the words to Bringing in the Sheaves with a slightly different melody. So we're gonna try and do it. I gotta be up here so I can read the words. Why don't we stand? And you can hold your song sheets in front of you. You can hear the guitar, right? When God restored the fortunes of every dreaming girl and boy, our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy. Then everyone around here said, our God has done great things. And we went on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. Oh, bringing in the sheaves. Well, we planted seeds as tears were flowing on their face, they burned. We went to the fields weeping, but there was joy when we returned, because God restored our fortunes, and in our God we do believe. We go on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, oh, bringing in the sheaves. We go on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, oh, bringing in the sheaves. We go on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves. Oh, bringing in the sheaves. We go on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. Oh, bringing in the sheaves. We go on rejoicing and bringing in the sheaves. Amen. You are good singers.